Russia's continuing to close in on Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The shelling is getting closer and closer to Kyiv. In the past few moments, we've heard heavier explosions in the distance.
Fox's Trey Yingston, the capital, where an apartment building was hit today, killing two people.
We're also getting new images today out of the town of Irpin, where that American journalist was killed. The drone footage shows the Ukrainians firing on Russian forces inside the city. Those Russian troops now control at least 30% of Irpin, and the mayor of Irpin says 1/6 of the residents do remain there.
There are more talks today between Russia and Ukraine in an attempt to set up new humanitarian corridors for civilians to flee, but Russian attacks have closed those numerous times before. Nearly 3 million people have fled the country. Fox's Alex Hogan is at a border village in Poland.
This massive warehouse behind me was empty just a couple weeks ago, and now it is filled with beds one after another, but there's simply not enough space.
COVID's on the rise in China, where some cities are on lockdown with the worst outbreak there in 2 years. Here in the U.S., COVID cases have declined 7 weeks in a row, but Pfizer's CEO says we may need another booster, wanting authorization for a fourth COVID vaccine dose. Albert Bourla tells CBS Face the Nation the first booster
is not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long.
Chicago is the latest city ready to enforce a vaccine mandate. Fox's Jeff Manasso has a live update.
Dave, all city employees in Chicago have to get the shots or they're no longer getting paid under Mayor Lori Lightfoot's order that she calls necessary, though an order that others call the real danger.
This mandate to fire thousands of workers, including police officers, in the middle of a public safety crisis is equivalent to bringing gasoline to a house fire.
Chicago Democrat Silvana Tavares, one of 12 aldermen begging the mayor to reconsider, though Lightfoot doubling down and threatening termination. Dave.
Now, Jeff, the big story out of the NFL, Tom Brady is unretiring. He'll be back for a 23rd season next year with Tampa Bay. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's not just Ukraine that got hit with missiles over the weekend. There was a strike in Iraq that Iran is taking credit for.
The attack near the Iraqi city of Erbil is being called by Iran retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria. No injuries were reported. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Fox News Sunday said she doesn't feel the consulate was the target.
Very glad that our facilities are secure, that everybody's accounted for, that no one has been hurt or killed. But all of that said, this is great concern.
Deputy Secretary Sherman said, among other things, this was an attack on Iraqi sovereignty. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after the Dow dropped 5 weeks in a row. They handed out the Critics' Choice Awards last night for TV shows. Succession won Best Drama. Ted Lasso was awarded for Best Comedy for Movies. The Power of the Dog won Best Picture. Jessica Chastain got Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Will Smith, Best Actor.
For his role in King Richard, a biopic about Richard Williams, the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams.
Thank you for entrusting me with your story. What you were able to do and what your family was able to do inspired everyone in this room, everyone in this country, and everyone around the world.
Sound compliments of TBS and the CW. Smith also winning Best Actor for the same role at the SAG Awards in late February. And he's up for Best Actor in the Academy Awards being held in Los Angeles in 2 weeks. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
An Oscar-winning actor has died, William Hurt.
Why do only women get to be sensitive? Why not a man?
He won an Academy Award for that performance in Kiss of the Spider-Woman. William Hurt was 71. He died after a battle with cancer. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.